two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
I have the iPhone 13.
It doesn't exist.
I know. That's how cool I am. Okay. I know a guy that has a time machine.
What's his name?
Salvador Dalo.
Salvador Dalo.
Yeah, not Dalí, Dalo.
Dalo.
Salvador Dalo, right? He's a Spain futurist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he can time travel between different time periods. That's what time traveling is.
Right.
Right. And, last night I was watching a movie, some Indonesian movie. I get a knock on my bedroom door. Exactly. And I go, bonjour.
Bonjour.
He goes, hello. He's a weird accent. He's from the future. Mm-hmm. And I go, what's up? And there was a glow. Like, he's knocking, but there's a glow, too, right?
Uh-huh.
And I could see that he's glowing. Like, it wasn't the kind – it was a pinkish, orangish, bright light.
So it's like my
– No, it's better.
Okay.
It's more prominent.
Ah.
And he goes, like, waved it, right? And then I waved my hand like this, and it appeared in my hand. That's what the iPhone
13
does.
Wow.
Yeah, it transports.
Can I tell you what I did the other day?
What?
I hit someone's car with my car.
That's not have anything to do with iPhones.
Yes, it is.
What happened?
I hit the car and iPhones fell out. It was an Apple car.
It was?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I got the new iPhone.
That's how you got it?
Yeah.
You hit an Apple car.
Apple car, yeah.
Right? I've seen those on the road.
They're all over the place.
Right. You hit them as hard as you can.
I saw it and I hit the gas.
Because it's run on iPhone 12s.
It runs on 10 and 11.
Oh, it does. Oh, I got that.
And they have 12
wrong.
And 13 inside.
Ah, I got that.
And normal
wrong.
People are walking around with the 12 like it's cool. The 13 is what we've got. The cool, the new one that's not even out yet.
Yeah, but you know, it's like whenever these things come out, you go, "What is it? What's the real improvement here?"
Nothing.
Baby? They do one little thing.
I know.
We got a new filter for you on the camera. It costs $1,000.
It just isn't the same.
It isn't.
It used to be amazing. Remember before I said that to I got into an argument with an Apple employee and he was like just being rude.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, this place went to shit when that guy died. Apple was so much cooler when Steve Jobs.
You said that out loud?
Yeah.
Yeah. When he died from that fucking stupid cancer.
Yeah, cancer.
That's what you said.
Well, yes, cancer is stupid, sure. I said when Steve Jobs died, Apple went kaput.
Yeah.
It's true. Uh-huh. How inventive was it back in the day?
Oh,
so
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then at some point when he died, they were like, we'll put out a watch. And you're like, a what?
Yeah. Or I hate when they go, this is the new phone. And then you're like, what is it? And then see the cover? It extends. Or like it wraps around. Like the screen's in the back too.
So what?
Like who gives a shit?
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't want to do this.
No. I want to look at the front.
Keep it right here.
Well, you know what they did now on the new phone? You don't get... you don't get a charger anymore.
Yeah.
You get the cable, but you don't get the wall block.
Yeah.
But the cable they give you is USB-C, not USB, not the old one. So the old little blocks that you have,
yeah,
gone. I mean, you could still use them with the same Fire thing, but so they want you to buy their new USB-C wall chargers and no headphones.
Right. They're bastards about that.
Why no headphones? I like the wire headphones. I still like them.
Yeah, I like the wire ones, but I also hate the fact that, like, my iPad doesn't charge on the mobile one. Does yours?
Wait, my iPad?
My iPad doesn't charge on this charger.
What? Seriously?
Yeah.
Is it the old? Wait. Well,
I don't know what the fuck, but it's like I got to get two different ones.
My iPad, I got one, and it charges on this thing. This thing is the same now.
It is?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know. Because I just put the wires out. There's an Apple charger in every port in my house.
Yeah. And then the iPhone also makes you feel like you have to lie to it.
All the time.
When you're driving.
Yeah.
And it says, this phone won't turn on unless, because you're driving.
Are you driving?
But then you press and you say, I'm not driving.
I'm not driving.
But I am driving. You know what I mean? So then you have to lie to it.
Yeah.
I'm not driving, right? Meanwhile, I'm playing Candy Crush.
The whole time.
The whole time when I'm driving.
Like this.
Yeah, yeah. Why do you make me lie?
You know, do you enable location services? This is a real big debate. Whether or not, do you let Apple, do you send data back to Apple?
Oh, yeah. I want to know, I want them to know where I am.
They do.
Good.
They know regardless.
Because if I'm lost, If, like, for instance, let's say this, okay? One day I just vanish from the face of the earth.
Please.
Okay.
No.
A lot of people feel
no,
that.
No, 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 no.
That's fine.
No.
Okay, but, and then it's like, and all of a sudden I wake up, I get knocked unconscious, and I'm in the desert. In
Where
desert.
Were you that night that it happened? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, I was at a rave in Ramona.
Oh, you're at the rave in Ramona?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a city named Ramona by my, where I grew up in Poway.
Yeah.
And the town north of us, I think it was, or east, is, was a town called, I'd never been there. But I was in a rave in Ramona, right? And I'm, you know, I have glow sticks, right? I have a lollipop in my hand, right? And there's only three people there. And I'm doing it, right? I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And then I hear zap, 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 right? I hear a bunch of zaps.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden, I black out. I open my eyes, and I'm in a desert, Mojave Desert.
Mojave.
That's what I said.
Right. That's what you said.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. That's what I said.
So you're in the Mojave Desert.
Mojave Desert. Right.
And who's around you?
No one. And I'm in a shack.
Oh, you're in a shack, but you're safe. In the middle of...
No. There's no walls.
There's
no walls. It's like a...
It's a gazebo.
Gazebo.
You're in a gazebo.
Yeah, my bad.
Which can be nice, depending on who made it.
There's also a bed, right? And I wake up.
A twin? A single?
A single bed, yeah. Right? I wake up, and I'm completely naked. Okay? And I have my iPhone's on my chest.
Just perfectly in the cavern of your chest.
Yeah, the cavern of my chest. And when you wake up in the desert in a gazebo, you make a certain noise. I don't know if you've ever been in that situation.
No, what is it? Oh.
Yeah.
Like calming, really. Oh, it's... No, okay, yeah, paranoid. It's bad.
Yeah. It's more like...
As scared.
Yeah, scared. So I'm... you know what I mean? I don't know where I am. I was in a fucking rave in Ramona.
Right.
Right? And then all of a sudden, but then all of a sudden you hear
drones. Car. Oh, a car.
Yeah, yeah, not a drone.
Sorry.
Yeah, not a drone.
The noise sounded like a drone, to be fair.
Well, that's because it's from far.
Oh, the car far away?
Yeah, because the drone, I get what you're saying. If there was a drone near me, it would sound like that. Right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't hear a drone 10 miles away.
Yeah, you would.
You might. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely correct. Yeah, it is. You're right.
Yeah,
right.
But this is what a car sounds far away.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Small hum.
Why don't you do the sound effects?
I will.
In my story.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. But you know what? I know what that is. You know what? I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Apple car.
Oh. Ah. They're on the way to rescue
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
And they show up and they go, Mr. Lee.
Yeah. Thank you for turning on your location.
Thank you for turning on location services.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when they
and put, I go, it does work.
And they put you in the car and they go, you bet.
Yeah. And I'm in the car with what?
Apples.
Yeah. 12s and 13s.
New apples.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Do you have an iPhone, Rudy?
Yeah.
Yeah. She has an iPhone 2.
That's
all they have in the Philippines.
You have to still crank it to turn it on?
Yeah.
No, it's an XR.
What's that? Which one? Yeah, a 10? 10.
It's,
10.
Yeah. It's a 10?
Yeah. Extra regular. Yeah. It's an extra regular phone, the XR. Wait, 10 is, it's X, X10, right? X is 10. X means 10 in Roman numerals.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She plays her Mobile Legends on it. She likes to get on her Instagram. You know, kid stuff.
Did you ever... Okay, this is a good question for your generation. Did you watch Quibi? Do you know what Quibi is?
No.
That says everything you need to know of why they went bankrupt.
Yeah.
Do you know what they are?
I just did this. That thing I did was like a Quibi thing.
Oh, was?
Yeah.
They're just bankrupt, right? They're done.
So it's not going to come out, the thing I did?
I mean, it's over. I mean, Quibi is dissolved. Like, it's going to be... I mean, I think that the app is still running, but I mean, they're leveling
Bill
the company.
Bill Burr...
Who's that?
You should know. It's like me not knowing who Ben Bong is.
Ben Fong?
Ben Bong. I call that's Ken Jeong, but we call him Ben Bong. That's like me not knowing Ben Bong.
Ken Jeong's got more shows on television than anybody I've ever seen. He's hosting a new show.
Yeah. But I'll talk about it in a second, but no, but I'm really concerned now because Bill Burr
produced it.
Has a sketch show on Quibi.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of us did the sketch show.
Yeah.
So that's not going to come out then.
Maybe. I mean, Quibi is, to my understanding, Quibi is no more. Can we talk about you going to Zion or no?
I'm not going to Zion.
Where are you going?
Zion is in the movie The Matrix, correct?
Zion, the National Forest.
Is that where we're going? Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, well, how do you not know where you're going?
We're going to just go to the desert.
Zion is in the desert.
It's Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree and Zion aren't the same thing.
Are they close?
No.
We're going to Zion instead of Joshua Tree?
I just know we're going to the desert.
See?
This family.
When I said, wait. When I said Zion, right? When he just said Zion, you agreed with him?
She just said
no,
yes.
No,
to
get
say
your
yes.
mic to the mouth.
Zion,
you agreed with him. Did you understand what he was saying?
I thought Zion was in Joshua Tree.
Yeah, but Zion is not.
So we're going to Joshua Tree.
Right. So we're not going to Zion. Yeah. Why are you laughing? This poor girl hasn't gotten any sleep in days.
So you're going to Zion or Joshua Tree? Where are you going?
Joshua Tree.
I thought you said Zion. George, didn't you say Zion?
I said J Tree.
He said what?
J Tree.
Jewish tree?
No, Joshua Tree.
Oh, okay. Well, Josh could be a Jew. It's a Jewish name.
Yeah.
I guess it could be true.
Yeah.
So you're going to Joshua Tree, which is in California. Zion is in Utah. Two different, completely different places. A 5-hour difference.
I'm not going. If I were going to Utah, I would not be going.
It's beautiful out there, bud.
I'm sure it's beautiful with the lakes and all that stuff, but I'm not going.
The Utah lakes?
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to no.
So what are you going to Joshua Tree for?
Wow. Well, that's an interesting question. It's there to connect with spirituality and the natures.
Two things you don't do.
And I'm trying. And I'm going to tell you something right now. There's a peaceful feeling out there, man.
There's a peaceful.
There's nothing going on.
Easy feeling. Wait a minute. There. You don't know. Are you guys staying in a glamping thing? You're doing like a glamping hut?
Yeah.
We always stay in like a trailer house out there. Yeah. And there's always Filipino games we play, like chikicha, you know? And it's pretty much chikicha and then eating.
What's chikicha?
I don't even understand it, but it's a game where you have to get rid of all your cards.
Can you explain it?
I'm not really good at chikicha. Tito Bobby's good, so I don't know how to explain it better.
I'm pretty good at it.
Chicky-cha.
I'm not going to go into the fucking details of a complicated
card. How do you know
game.
The fans don't want to know what chicky-cha is?
Okay, chicky-cha is this, all right? Everyone
By
gets...
the way, it inherently sounds like a racist card game name.
What do you mean?
Chicky-cha?
Get down in that hole, chicky-cha.
What are you guys playing? Chicky-cha?
Yeah.
You're chasing each other around the desert, chicky-cha?
Yeah. Look what I did. I hung about 15 chicky-chas in that one tree. Right?
You see the chicky-cha came to town? We going to kick him out.
Yeah. But it's a card game. And then what else do I do? What I'm going to bring my new Game Boy, and probably start a new farm on Stardew Valley.
So you really connect with nature, the Game Boy out there. You mean Game Boy? Nintendo's Game Boy is back?
Not Game Boy, Switch.
Oh,
yeah, Nintendo Switch.
40 years difference of games.
Whatever.
I miss Game Boy.
I love Game Boy. Yeah, but I'm going to bring my Switch out there, and then there's going to be a lot of arguing.
Yeah.
About, come on, Bob, let's go on the fucking trail.
Not going
to
happen.
I have to go, but then it's like I complain a lot.
How many people are going in total?
10?
10.
10?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the four of us is going to stay in one house and then the other.
Yeah. Four. Who's four? Me, you, Kalila.
And me.
Roger, Matas. But Ati Kalila is going to sleep with Ati Kawinda.
So I'm sleeping by myself?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Ati Kawinda doesn't have Renzo.
The dog?
No.
Yeah, Renzo the dog.
Her partner.
Yeah, who's a dog, which is sad. It's called bestiality, and I'm not for it.
Me neither.
Yeah. But they rub coochies together. It's fun. Yeah. But
don't you want to sleep alone?
Yeah.
I love sleeping alone.
I do.
I hate sleeping
don't
in the same
going
bed.
On the road and like finally like just
in your own hotel by yourself.
Oh my god,
dude!
And I have like I put candy on the fucking bed.
You know what? I just talked to somebody about this today about eating in bed.
Yeah.
Eating in bed is my favorite thing on earth.
I'll go to some convenience store and I'll get like fruits mm-hmm. and candy.
Yeah.
And some breads.
Yeah.
And I'll just lay them all over the bed.
Yeah.
Right. I'll sit Indian style. I'll turn on some garbage TV.
Native American style.
My bad. Latinx.
I said sit. Latinx style. Sure.
And I just crumbs all over the bed. You
right.
know, peanut butter. I don't give a fuck, right?
Yeah.
And I wake up with just shit on my face. You know what I mean? And sometimes I'll sleep at 9 in the morning.
You'll go to bed at 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, they got the blackout curtains.
It's the best.
Do you have blackout curtains in your room at home?
We got, I don't know what it is, but light seeps through. It drives me crazy.
You know what you can do? For like $3 on Amazon,
what?
You can buy the stuff that we've got here in the studio, and you put it on the windows. It's just black, and
it doesn't look good though. We
no, 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 no.
No, 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 no. You.
It's only you only it covers up windows, and then
it doesn't look good though on the windows.
Oh, who cares?
And the I know and the windows that I have
it's in your bedroom
is
who
the
cares?
Wall window.
Oh,
the whole wall is a window.
Oh,
right. So it's a whole thing.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
And we have a button that you press and it comes down and down.
when it gets stuck. Wait, that'll be fun for you to deal with.
I already replaced it twice.
Ugh.
It gets unraveled, right? And then you have to, oh, it's the worst.
So we're getting the house painted right now, parts of the place inside of the house. And I painted a lot when we first moved in. I did a lot of handiwork, but then at some point you're like, I don't want to, it's way too hard, too much room to paint. And the guy today, I go, he's cleaning out a brush. Uh-huh. And I go, oh, hey, the hose is right there.
Yeah.
And he goes, the what? I go, the hose is right there, because he was using like cups of water.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, the hose? Oh, okay. And then he goes, I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
I'm saying to him.
Please tell me he's Mexican.
Huh? Huh?
Is he Mexican?
He's Korean.
That's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, little Korean guy.
Yeah.
And I think he knows that I'm saying, use the hose to clean your brushes and stuff on the side of the house.
Yeah.
All good. Don't use cups of water. He goes, gets the hose. I go back. I'm putting the dog in the other room and giving her food. And as I pass the window, I see him. He's drinking out of the hose. I'm not kidding.
So that's what he thought you meant?
I think so.
Yeah. He probably didn't even want to do it. He was just like, the master.
He says to the other guy, he goes, he made me drink out of the hose.
Yeah.
I think maybe he was still cleaning but had a drink, but I was like, no, you guys can have water in here. I gave them bottles of water and Gatorade.
Real good water.
Yeah, I gave them good water and Gatorade.
What if they use that as the paint thing?
He probably did, but when he was drinking the water, and then I kind of looked at him, and you know when you make eye contact and he's watching me while he's drinking?
Yeah.
And I stopped and I was like, oh, fuck, and I had to keep moving because I didn't want to make another conversation out of it. So now I'm afraid that he thinks I was making him drink hose water.
And then it's like he's going to be on like Republicans voters against Trump and do a video.
He's like, yeah. I was painting his house right out there. The news is going to be out front of my house.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for
KTLA,
Biden.
Channel 9 News. We're here outside of Andrew Santino's house.
Yeah.
Israel, tell us what happened. Well, the man, the orange head man.
Yeah, he's definitely a Trump supporter.
He is orange like Trump.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy. He made me drink hose water. By the way, hose water is fine to drink.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Can I tell you something that happened? And you haven't noticed it yet. But so we've had construction inside our house all week.
I know.
So we have to barricade our doors. We have to go out. We don't cross with them.
Sure. Right?
But at nights when they leave, I can go out into the living room and look at their handiwork. And some fucker, I don't know who, had... where he was eating hash browns from like McDonald's.
Oh, I love those.
I know. But he spilled it. And there's now a hash brown in the house. You haven't seen it?
No.
And it's been there for like a week and a half.
Well, how come you don't pick it up?
I refuse to.
It's right. Whose job is it?
The Mexican guy.
Rudy. Oh, okay.
No, the guy that dropped it.
Right.
And it's now decaying.
Why don't you say something?
I don't even know whose hash brown it is.
Do you know how to say, can you clean up your hash brown,
no,
please?
No, I don't even know how to say that in Hispanic language.
Well, let's find out, because I just got the new translator app on my iPhone.
Okay, let's try.
And let's see. I wanted to say, can you pick up the hash brown on the floor, please? Okay, here we go. Let's hear what it is. In Spanish, it is...
¿Puede recoger el hash marrón en el suelo? Por favor.
Wow.
Hey, Andres, is that... we have a resident in here,
Is that real?
Everything except for the hash brown.
What is hash brown?
We don't have that word. So.
That's what she said.
That's why hash brown. She said hash.
She said hash brown.
She said a hash marron.
Yeah.
What's marron?
Nothing.
She was saying hash brown.
Let's hear what she said.
We're just pronouncing it in Spanish.
Puede recoger el hash marron en el suelo, por favor.
So what did she say? Can you pick up the?
Can you pick up the blank from the floor?
Hash marron.
Hash marron.
Yeah, what's hash marron?
Yeah, but you're Spanish. Maybe in Mexican it means hash brown.
You're Spanish. Maybe in Mexican it means hash brown.
Yeah, maybe.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, I know they
speak the
same
Spanish,
language.
Mexico Spanish, different, correct.
That they might have different slang words.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
So maybe you're wrong, Andres. Maybe hash marron does mean...
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Well,
yes.
And how about this, dude? Why don't you go back to Spain?
Whoa.
Go back. No.
Oh my God.
No. Come back too. We want you to come back. But go back to Spain and maybe fucking get all the scholars together.
Yeah, get them.
And fucking create a word for hash brown.
Yeah, you really should. Do you guys not have
hash browns? There are no hash browns in fucking Spain, fuckface.
Are there hash browns?
What do you call them?
Fries.
Fries?
They're not fries.
They're not fries.
They're not fries.
We just don't make them like that.
So you think, so everything that's fried potato is a fry?
Is a fry? Yes.
What about tater tots? You guys have tater tots?
We don't have tater tots.
Oh, fuck you. What a dumb country.
All right, so no, what an uninventive country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They look at a potato.
Fries.
Fries.
That's everything it. Is
everything
fries.
Fry.
That's it.
You want to bake it? No, fry.
Fry?
Yeah. What do you call a baked potato, fuckface?
Patata asada.
Patata asada.
Patata asada.
Wait a minute, for real, you don't have tater tots?
We don't.
You've had them here in the United States?
Yes.
Do you have curly fries?
No. Do you
wait a minute.
No. Do you have them... But you refuse to create a name for them. Like they cut it into a, like they know how to make it, yeah. Right? And they just go, there it is.
Fries.
Yeah. Fries. So the kind of fries that you have, right?
Yeah.
Are they thin like McDonald's or are they steak fries?
Right.
We have them both.
Okay.
Oh, you're bragging now.
Yeah. Now you're getting a little.
Oh, we have them both. Yeah. Fuck you.
We also
you don't have tater tots.
We have words all over our clothes.
Yeah.
Andres, do you guys have shoestring fries? Do you know what that is?
I do.
They're super, super thin.
Yes, we do.
You do? What do you call those?
We call them patata paja.
Patata paja. What is paja?
Straw.
Oh, they do have,
they do have
straw
that.
Fries.
Straw fries.
Straw fries. Okay.
So that does work.
All right. So, but the no tater tot thing and no curly fries really grinds my gears, bud. I think that's annoying that you don't have that.
Yeah.
They have that kind of stuff in the Philippines, right?
We don't have tater tots.
It's a yeah, but I think in their case, you know,
they have like fried frog leg.
Raycon! Oh my God, Andrew.
Yeah?
I love listening to music.
Same.
And my favorite earbud.
Yeah.
To listen to music is Raycon.
Raycon. Yeah.
You
I
know
love
why?
Them.
Because it's slick. It looks good. It's easy to change the songs.
Bop, bop.
And I feel like they're better than all the other ones.
Look, not only are they more comfortable in my ears, I have little ear canals. You know that. I'm part of a group called Little Ear Canal Group.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't
underdeveloped.
Like... I have underdeveloped ear canals. My ears are huge, but my canals are tiny. And these things fit so snug, and you can change the size, which I like, because a lot of them don't come with that. This has seamless Bluetooth pairing. It's comfortable, noise isolating, which is amazing. You can't hear other people. And for the other prices of the other earbuds, this is way cheaper. It's like half the price of what you pay when you go to those overpriced ones.
Right.
It's great. And for the holidays, get some for your family and your friends for work or whatever you're doing. I like to work out with them. Bobby likes to use them when he's at his house jamming to music, playing video games.
Go to buyraycon.com/badfriends today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it.
That's right. That's buyraycon.com/badfriends to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. We use them. We love them. They're great earbuds. Buyraycon.com/badfriends.
HelloTushy.com. Hey, Andrew?
Yes.
HelloTushy.com has saved my life.
Why?
Because I used to not be able to clean my butthole.
Why is that?
Because I'm just not skilled and no one taught me. But here's the thing. When we got I got a HelloTushy.com, you know, HelloTushy in my house at home.
Yeah.
And we have one here.
We do.
I'm the one that put it on here. It's easy to fucking do.
George
right?
put it in.
And
George put in the HelloTushy
he right?
here.
And I realized that my asshole, right, has been cleaner than it's ever been.
Call it your poop shoot.
Sorry.
Yeah, no a-hole. We don't say cuss words.
My poop.
Your poop chute has been cleaner than it's ever been.
Yeah, and it cleans it good. And I don't even use toilet paper anymore.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
I use the Hello Tushy bidet. And you know what else I do?
What?
And I get back into my comfy little sweats and I lounge around the house.
I know you do.
I don't do anything else. Hello Tushy is the modern bidet attachment. It's here that genuinely to revolutionize your life. If you've never used this, you're an idiot and you're missing out. These usually cost thousands of dollars.
Can I tell you? I need to say how much it costs.
Yeah.
Hello Tushy, right, costs... just $79. I couldn't believe it. I go, what
that's
are these
so
$800?
Yeah.
You said 79. I couldn't believe it.
No, it's remarkably cheaper than what you normally would have to pay for something like this. Get rid of paper products, uncomfortable. They're chafy. You run out all the time. During the times that we're living in, why waste money on toilet paper? Get a Hello Tushy bidet. It comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty.
Mm-hmm.
That's a year, Bob. He's not good at numbers. Join millions of Hello Tushy, happy Hello Tushy customers right now. Have a clean tush with every single flush, all right? Go to HelloTushy.com/BadFriends to get 10% off. This is a special offer for our Bad Friends listeners. Go to HelloTushy.com/BadFriends for 10% off. Again, HelloTushy.com/BadFriends. What do you guys even eat out there?
Balut.
Yeah,
you know what balut is?
Beluga whale?
Balut.
Balut.
You know what it is?
No.
I'm going to show you what it is, and it's going to freak you out.
How do you spell it?
B-A-L-U-T.
Balut.
Yeah. So basically, what it is, it's a duck egg. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you know how, like, in America...
We have duck eggs here.
I know. But when we eat duck eggs, right, we don't eat it, you know what I mean, 8 months into its, you know what I mean, cycle.
Oh, it's an aborted duck egg.
Pretty much.
Like there's a baby in there and they are eating it early?
Yes.
Right.
So I'm going to show you what they look like. So when you open it up, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a duck. It's a baby duck.
It's a baby duck, but it's a street food.
Yeah.
It's like what we would have, like, you know,
wait,
hot
do you,
dogs.
And you bite into the duck? But it's the head and the
yeah,
bones.
Yeah, so they do this.
Oh, no, no. I'm just gross.
I know, that's what they do.
Don't do that. I'm going to throw up. I don't want to see it.
I know, but that's what, you know. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You do that?
Yeah.
Wait, there are the bones in there.
But yeah. It's still soft.
Oh!
here's
you're
thing.
Savage.
Feathers.
So you're like, we'll go to pick the feathers out of your mouth?
Right. So when you eat the balut, right, you can literally taste the feathers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right. And then you probably crunch down. That was the eyeball.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you taste? You can taste. Well, but what about? Okay, so the internal organs are not fully grown.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
But so, you put like sauce in it.
Oh, so that makes it better. Put sauce in it.
Yeah, eating babies.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What's the sauce?
Vinegar. And you put like
baby duck juice. What we do is we take the baby duck, all right, grind it.
Vinegar and what?
vinegar and soy sauce.
Vinegar and soy sauce.
Yeah.
Yikes. Jesus Christ. Have you eaten balut?
Are you out of your mind? No. I won't do it. When we go there, I go, hey, let's try balut. And no one in the car would ever, the Filipinos are like, ah.
Because they've all tried it, though.
Yeah.
What? Like, when's the first time? Dude, when you're a kid, does everybody eat it when you're a kid?
Yeah.
Like as a snack?
Yeah, everyone's excited about it.
When you're young?
Yeah, when you're young.
When you get older, nobody, like your mom doesn't eat it.
Yeah, no.
No.
Well, what's the excitement though?
It's like boba.
It's not like boba.
Yeah, because when boba ball pops, it's the same as a little duck head from a balut.
It's not a duck skull with brain in it.
But they pretend that it's like boba.
Yeah.
They don't think it's a duck head. What do you think when you eat it? Do you think it's a little baby duck?
No, we just see it as like an egg.
Yeah, you think it's an egg.
Yeah.
All right, so if I had a balut right now and you were hungry, you would eat it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The juice in it is really good.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, my God.
But is it good without all the stuff?
Yeah.
So it's good on its own. Because I feel the same way about, like, I bet you don't like oysters.
Oh, I love oysters.
Oh, you do?
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Okay.
We've had oysters together.
Do you eat oysters without anything on it?
Yes, I can do that too.
Because some people have to have Tabasco and horseradish and all that stuff. You can just go.
I can do that. And have I been known to put Tabasco? Yeah.
I mean, everybody does. Yeah, everybody does. But I'm saying, but you like them raw too.
I love anything raw in that way. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Octopus?
Well, I won't eat octopus, that one documentary, but I used to eat octopus.
Yeah. What documentary?
My octopus teacher.
Someone, what is it? What is it?
You have to watch it.
It'll make you cry. My octopus teacher?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. You see it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh my God, dude. It'll break your fucking heart.
I'm already breaking.
So it's like this South African, he's a video journalist. Like he does like natural geographic shit, you know what I mean, in the tundra. And he's been doing that all his life and he got sick and tired of it. So he went home, he decided to quit and live in his house that he grew up in, which is right on the coast of South Africa. And so what he would do every day is go in the water, and he had equipment, but he would go free diving. But he would, and he would film things, you know what I mean, like underwater sea creatures.
Sure.
But one day he runs across a little octopus, and at first, like, octopus would see him because he'd be just this white man floating in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he would scurry away. But eventually what happened is the octopus recognizes him. Whoa. And pull out his hand and shake his hand.
No way.
Yeah. And then they became friends. Wow. And the octopus would come out of its little hole and go onto the guy's chest and just sleep there.
Just cut it out.
No, I'm kidding you. I'm not kidding you. they were friends, right?
Yeah.
And the octopus would get excited to see him, so it has that kind of sentient, you know.
So it's got an understanding.
Understanding of, yeah.
How do you know? How does it get excited? Like all of its arms start waving?
Yeah.
That's how it gets excited?
And they would play, too. They would tag, and they would swim around. And
stop it.
Yeah, and play around and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. And wow. Then...
Are those arms or legs?
And then I have to say, there's a scene where...
He has sex with the octopus.
No.
No?
A shark comes along.
Oh, boy.
To hunt the fucking octopus when he's already befriended it. And octopus... the shark bites the octopus in the arm, rips up an arm, and the dude's just filming.
Yeah.
Well, like a fuck face.
But he has seven more. You lose one arm, you got seven more arms, bud.
Well, it does grow back.
Yeah. So it's not that big
it's
of
like
a deal.
A dick.
So you got. Can you imagine if your dick fell off, you just got a new one sometimes?
You know what?
You're like,
great?
Oh, it's June.
Or like a black one grew.
Well,
that'd be cool. Like you lost your yellow, my little yellow one.
And a black one.
And
got
a big, like.
But then every year you lose that. You never know what you're going to get next year.
Right.
So you got to really kind of
get. You can get one like that's really dark Indian style.
Or crooked.
All right.
Or like a total L. Have you ever seen those? Like the L shapes?
Or like one like you're just like completely just white.
That's mine.
Yeah.
And that's how it is too. A little chody chode. It's just really round.
What if it cuts off and all of a sudden you get a vagina? Oh, that would be a worst.
That's you got for every year. It's one whole year with a vagina.
That would be the worst.
Or what if it, and then it's
you
a butthole.
What I would do?
What if it's two buttholes?
Sticks in it.
You would.
If I, dude, if I lost my penis, and a vagina grew back, I might fuck a couple of dudes.
You'd be a whore.
I know. I just want to see what it feels. Not you.
You'd let me have sex with you.
No, not you. It'd be too funny.
You wouldn't let me have
sex
with you.
No, you'd be so angry.
But what if
I would be like, I'd be like, dude, slow down.
I would choke you out.
I know. But I could just see you just look at me just with, and just, pop. And I would just be like,
woo,
slow down, right?
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Right? And then it would be the weirdest if I like came. Right? Imagine you're pumping me, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, Andrew.
And I just go, yes!
Yeah.
And I walk away.
And then I'd go, and I'd be like, no, can you not get me a warm towel?
And I'm like, I'll see you at the podcast at 4.
Yeah. And then I'd have to make that walk to the bathroom, take the towel, warm it, and wash my vag. That'd be so sad. That would never happen. If I had a vagina.
Who's the first guy you'd have sex with?
In the building?
No. In the world. Because the
would
building.
Probably,
who would it be? No, who would it be in the building? Me, Andres, or George?
If I had to pick one guy in the building, it would be Andres.
Why?
Oh, man. Are you on? You think it's you? You're the last one, George, piece of shit.
You're the last one, George.
You know how shame? Mm-hmm. The shame. I would. His dick inside his flesh.
He's like.
Inside me. Yeah. Right? I just came. You know what I mean? And he doesn't even do it in the hole. It's like on the lips.
Right.
Oh,
George, you missed.
You missed. But
Andres,
because he's cute.
He's very cute.
Yeah.
No, he's really cute.
Little dick.
Medium.
Probably little.
I saw it. Medium.
Medium.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would probably be really respectful in there.
He's like, are you finished yet?
Yeah.
He'd make sure that you got yours.
But you know what? Probably in the world, I would probably try to go to...
Like one celebrity.
Yeah. I would go probably try to any of like an Avenger probably.
Oh.
Yeah, Hemsworth.
Pine?
I love Chris Pine. I would let Chris Pine do it.
Yeah. Or is Chris Evans also?
Yeah. Chris Evans, yeah. No, Chris Pine isn't in the Avengers movies.
I don't know the difference between those two guys.
Well, Chris Pine is
see?
Star Trek.
Right, I don't know.
Yeah.
But Chris Evans and Chris Pine to me seem like they're the same guy.
Yeah, they're not.
No?
No.
Well, they are to me.
And I would fuck Chris Pine over Chris Evans.
Chris Pine over Chris Evans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt's good looking too.
Yeah. But he's more of a comedian. I don't know. Probably not.
He's funny. Too funny.
He's funny. Too funny for me.
You want someone serious.
Hardy.
Tom Hardy is my guy. That's literally my guy.
I let him come inside me.
Yeah. Or Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah. Now, if you had a vagina, would you let me fuck you?
I would. Even if I had a vagina, I would still be fucking you.
Right, you'd be the top.
I'd be slamming it.
I'd be like,
whoa.
Yeah,
no, it'd be too hard with you. In the building, if I had a vagina, I would do. I guess I'd let Andres go first as well.
Yeah.
And then you, and then obviously, George last.
But that would be, You would have a stopwatch.
With George?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get 3 minutes.
Max.
Once this goes off, I'm going to push you.
Punch him in the face. Yeah. I would punch him right in the face.
I'll throat sock you, right? You got to wear a condom.
Yeah, with George, yeah, for sure.
Everyone else, no condom.
Yeah, because George is a dirty, condom, dirty boy. Right? Yeah.
You got to wear gloves.
Yep.
Yeah. Coronavirus mask.
I want him in a suit. I want him in a hazmat suit. Yeah.
With a little opening to put out his little fucking
put my little peepee through the hole.
Yeah, it'd be difficult.
Yeah,
I would tape it.
Film it?
Yeah, because it would be like, I would do it just to so that it's more of an acting job.
It's a story.
Yeah.
It's good for the pod.
It's work.
Yeah, it's work. It's work.
I'm not getting anything out of this.
Right.
Right.
It's a full job. That's a full-time job.
Yeah.
Dealing with that.
For a project. Yeah, we're doing this for a project. But it wouldn't be like for his any satisfaction.
How about this? Andres.
Yeah.
If you had a vagina, who's the first guy in here you'd have sex with?
Oof. It's,
don't sound so enthusiastic.
Yeah. Probably you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who's second?
Bobby.
Okay.
George. The best part about this game is I'm not even... we don't even ask George. He doesn't even get to be a part of it.
Yeah.
He's in last place in the game he can't play.
I want to know what George thinks.
All right, go George.
All right, so George, if you had a vagina, who would you have had sex with first?
In this room.
In this room... I go with you, Bobby. There's a curiosity.
I knew he's such a kiss ass. I knew he was going to say you.
And you know what? That feels good.
It's fake.
It's not fake. It's
you
real.
You know he would go with Andres first.
No.
Everybody wants the fancy
he's
bee.
He's so intimidated by me. Even yesterday, I was playing video games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he comes in the garage, and he always like feels what my mood's going to be.
Why do you play video games in the garage?
Because that's where all the console is and stuff.
Oh.
Where the podcast is. You haven't been over, huh?
Where do the cars go?
In the driveway.
Not in the garage.
Yeah. But the podcast is in the garage.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
I haven't been to the house.
Air conditioning.
I haven't been to the house. Pandemic's been happening.
I understand. So yesterday I was playing games and I could hear him squeak open the door. Right. And I can see him tiptoe around.
Baby.
And he kind of looks. He doesn't say hi. He'll just look to see what my mood is. Right. Mm-hmm. He still is intimidated by me a little bit.
After all these years.
Yeah.
How many? Five has it been? Six? You've worked together.
Oh, way longer than that now. Probably 8 years.
Wow. And he still just can't get the manhood up together to like. Approach
He's never raised his voice at me. He's never really put his foot down.
Why do you think that is?
That's why he works with me.
Right.
That's the he's. I think it's because he's a survivor,
mm-hmm.
and he gets certain people. How about you? He doesn't talk back to you.
No. But also, my rapport with him is different than you.
What do you mean?
I treat him a little bit more human than you do. I treat him more like a person. And you treat him more like an object.
No.
Yeah.
No, because I'm going to say something about George.
Yeah.
That I believe that everything happens for a reason.
Mm.
I believe you meet certain people in certain times.
I believe that.
And I believe that I was meant to meet George.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that he has a lot to do with my... recent successes in my career.
I don't know about that, but okay.
I do believe that.
Okay. I'm not going to give him that kind of credit.
I am.
Okay.
And I believe that he's good with Kalila. He's good with my family and Jules.
She doesn't like him.
I know she doesn't.
Yeah.
I know you don't. And
he freaked me out.
And I will never let him in fully.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because when you let people like that in, they take advantage of you.
They take all of it.
They take all of it.
You wake up one day and you're in the Mojave Desert with an iPhone in your chest
right.
underneath the gazebo.
So, but that's the nicest thing I'll ever say about him.
Yeah.
He'll never get that again from me.
We'll have to cut that from the pod, Andres. We don't even leave that in.
Yeah. No, but I really do believe that. I think that he I trust him.
Yeah.
Like, thoroughly.
No, look, but you and I's relationship
Does
is different.
Does that feel good or no?
No, don't give him
George?
Anymore. George? That's enough.
What?
Thanks, Bobby.
Love
he loves you.
I love you,
yeah,
too.
Love
See,
you,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
I know.
Yeah.
Him
but
and
you,
I... Him,
but
him.
We're never just... We're going to stay the same, okay?
You're still my first.
See, it works every time.
Such a sellout.
Time.
George is such a sellout.
He's a survivor.
I know he is. He really
he's
is.
He's a winner, dude. He's a winner.
He really is. And he married an Asian woman just because of you. You know that, right?
Well,
he had zero intentions
Well, the honest truth is this.
Yeah.
You know what the true story is?
How they met?
This is going to make you laugh.
Yeah.
So Kalila's best friend growing up.
Yeah.
Right? Is a girl, I'm not going to say, I want to just change her name because I want to put her into it.
Right.
Let's just call her Veronica.
Give me a better one.
Yeah. Jamie.
Love it.
Okay, thank you. And so Jamie now is married and has a kid.
Sure. Right?
But Jamie was a girl that was hanging out with all of us, you know what I mean, before when she was single.
Right. Is Jamie white?
What?
Is she white?
She's Korean.
Korean. Right. Another one.
So Jamie was around, and she was free, you know, in many ways.
Hippy-dippy.
A little bit, you know.
Fun.
And George fell in love with her.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Like, actually was like, I love this girl.
Yes.
Wow.
And he would go as far as buying her gifts and stuff.
What kind of gifts?
I don't know.
What kind of gifts, George?
I didn't buy her gifts.
He bought her gifts.
Dinner?
Right. Boat eggs?
I know he has a farm, right?
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. You know what I mean?
He has a farm.
Right.
And he has chickens.
He's Dwight Schrute. He is Dwight from The Office.
Right. And he did everything he could.
Yeah.
And she completely rejected him.
Wow. Not even like a, I'll let you take me out on a date?
Nothing.
Wow.
And it broke him. It broke his heart.
He went deep off the edge.
Yes. And then he found another one.
Another Korean.
Yeah.
Right. Where do you find him? Koreatown?
But can I say something about his wife? She really does love him. He loves her. And it's.
I would hope so. They're married.
It's real.
Do you think it's.
But
do you think he likes his wife as much as he liked that Jamie?
More.
You sure?
More.
George, Jamie's here to say hi. What if we brought out Jamie?
No, because she's is she going with us?
Yeah.
To the desert.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Is George going to the desert?
No.
Thank God. That would have been bad, huh?
We try not to mix the two.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But so Jamie
is
in the past, and now George is happily married, right, George?
But he has a thing with Koreans, I think.
Why? Why is it, George?
I mean, look.
He wanted you first.
He wanted me first, yeah. Right? He works with a Korean,
mm-hmm.
And when I went into Maker, when I met him a long, long time ago, right,
mm-hmm.
He was the only guy to really outwardly, he was like this guy. We had 20 producers in a room, right? I'm not kidding you.
No, I know.
Right? And the person that owns the company goes, all right, so what producers want to work with? That's George in the back. Me! And I go, who the fuck is that country nerd?
Yeah.
Right? And that's George. He's new. I go, fuck him.
Oh, you wrote him off.
Yeah, in the beginning. I would write you off in the beginning, right?
Oh, completely. You brought my assistant into a writer's room and kicked me out once. I remember that.
Yeah.
The funniest thing.
Shit.
Yeah.
But you know what I realized through time is I go, you know what? This guy really believes in me.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because I treat him like shit.
No, you don't.
I did.
You did pass then, but now you don't.
No, now he got in. Who else is he works for me at Tiger Belly? He's my producer there. He's my producer here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he does a great job. And
he does an okay job. He could do a better job.
Yeah. But he is somebody that is a part of the family.
He is.
Yeah. I love him.
Liquid IV.
Oh my God, I love. I'm not a big fan of water.
Yeah,
I've been drinking water with Liquid IV. It's so easy to pour,
mm-hmm.
Right? And you get all kinds of electrolytes. And I like the sleeping one too. The one that helps you sleep at night.
Yeah,
you like
the sleep aid. I like the hydration multiplier. That's my favorite because it gives you like 5 times the amount of water. With one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water, you get 2 to 3 times the amount of hydration as in plain water. It's incredible.
It can help you on like long trips and stuff, and it can also help you with hangovers after those, you know, extra holiday drinks that you have, like eggnog.
I be noggin too much.
Yeah.
And now the flavors are much better. If you're bored with water and you're bored with all the options on the shelf, they have guava, watermelon, and apple pie, which is honestly
really good.
So good. It's so good. It tastes like you're drinking grandma's apple pie. It's phenomenal. Truly. We have it here at the studio. I drink it all the time because we do get bored of drinking water.
Healthier than sugary sports drinks. No artificial flavors or preservatives, and less sugar than an apple.
That's really good.
That's huge.
Yeah, so it's good for you, and it tastes very, very good. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, potassium. Delivers water and nutrients right into your bloodstream,
what is,
Bob.
It's like a stick, right? And
it's
you
a little
pour
tiny
it
stick.
Into a 16-ounce of water, and it just gives you so much hydration, and it's worth two or three bottles of plain water.
Liquid IV is available nationwide at Walmart in the beverage section, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code
BADFRIENDS
at the checkout. 25% off anything you order on the site when you use the promo code
BADFRIENDS
at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code is
BADFRIENDS.
Yes, sir.
Buffy! Hey, Andrew, the best thing you've ever done for me honestly,
is do this podcast with you. I know.
No.
Trust me,
aside from that,
agree.
Aside from that.
What?
Is recommend me Buffy. Remember you gave me a Buffy fucking comforter?
I didn't just recommend. I gave you one.
You gave me a comfort, and I go, what is this? And that's the only thing Kalilah and I use in the bed.
Trust me.
It's incredible.
We have three in my house now. We started with one, and because of Buffy, I genuinely fell in love with it. And not just because they're sponsors. I bought stuff from them myself because I loved it so much.
Their products are made by using only sustainable and recycled materials, which makes them as soft on the planet as they are on your bed.
100% eucalyptus fiber to regulate temperature, keep you cool and comfortable all night long. I've said this before. You guys have heard this 1,000 times. If you sweat or get hot at night or you get too cold at night, this does the work. I swear to God, I've never sweat again.
No more night sweats. Get cozy without overheating. 100% plant-based design is breathable and keeps you at a comfortable temperature in a way that polyester and down-filled comforters cannot.
That's true. It's exactly right. The Breeze is made of eucalyptus fabric inside and out, softer than cotton, hypoallergenic, cruelty-free. Okay? It's the best. We really do love this.
I highly recommend it.
Why not choose 100% plant-based bedding that's better for you and the earth? You can try a comforter in your bed for free. If you don't love it, you can give it back at no money.
Oh,
but right
what a
now,
deal.
$20 off your Buffy comforter. Visit buffy.co. Enter the code BADFRIENDS. Once again, for $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter the code
BADFRIENDS.
I got to tell you, I like George just fine. I lean much more towards Andres. Something about that little guy that I love the most.
I know you do.
He's got the flavor that I like.
I know you do.
I don't trust white people, and that's part of it.
Yeah.
And I don't trust George as much because he's white. And Andres, I know he's trustworthy. And even if Andres backstabbed me.
Yeah.
He's Spanish. They would do it in a cool way.
With care.
See? The Spaniards have pride in the way they do things. Right? They're smooth. They're silky. You know, their culture embodies something about the trickery is at least beautiful. Right?
Yeah.
Like if me and Andres were dating, if he cheated on me, I know he would have the way he would tell me about it would be smooth and suave. You know?
Like, how would we do it?
I met someone else, you know, but...
Yeah. Okay, I'm you.
Yeah.
All right.
Andrew?
Hey, man.
Hey.
I've been calling you?
Yes.
How come you haven't called me back?
I have to tell you something.
What is it?
I met someone new.
No.
But my love for you does not waver.
No.
I love for you to here, to the moon. And back.
Yeah.
This new person in my life.
Yeah.
He is a fleeting shooting star.
What?
You mean the world to me.
Yeah.
But I just want to sleep with him for a little while. Yeah. And when I am done with this trash man person.
Yeah.
Back to the love of my life. You know that song, if you let a bird from a cage and let it free. If he's alive, he will come back. You know this?
Yeah. No, that's really good, dude.
That's you to me.
It's so good.
It's sweet. He's a sweetheart.
Dude, I want you to play that guy in a movie, dude. that's really good. Dude.
The accent's terrible. Yeah. Is the accent really, really bad?
No, but there's something that's sincere great. And doughy about it.
Yeah.
Your eyes.
Yeah, it's sweet.
It really becomes doughy and it gets watery.
Yeah.
And really just sweet.
Why can't we go back to character-driven movies like that where they're just dumb and fun? My buddy and I said that today, because I said, like, Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore were both such hits because they were such dumb characters.
Yeah.
But you were along for the ride. A hockey player is going to make it on the PGA. It's like, no way. But I love that, like, those movies like that in our, when, you know, we were coming up was like, it didn't matter that it was insane.
Yeah.
Nobody cares that a 28-year-old guy cannot go back to elementary school. It doesn't matter. It was funny. Everything now has to be rooted in some kind of reality.
Reality, and it's played real.
Like,
everything is played real.
Yeah. When's the last time you saw a comedy movie where the fantasy was like that, where it's just it's so dumb. How about you guys? Did you hear anything? When's the last time you saw a comedy that the fantasy was ridiculous like that, but you just bought in?
Well, it's also how they play it. Like, what's Steve Carell, right?
Yeah.
In Anchorman.
Okay.
Right? That character that he plays.
But that was a whole movie about people from that time period.
I know, but that character
right.
is so exaggerated.
Brick.
Right? And right. so, like, dumb almost, that character.
Yeah.
Right? That it does play into more of a broad, unreal character.
Yeah, but to be fair, that movie is not about him. I'm saying, when is a lead... Anchorman, Will Ferrell's character in Anchorman...
is still another not realistic betrayer of
Yes, it is. Totally. Of a guy of that era, for sure it is. Don't you guys think so? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell is actually just a misogynistic newscast reporter who's full of himself.
It's so exaggerated, though, is what I'm saying.
I know, but it's still realistic.
Right.
Like a misogynistic news... Like, did you ever see Richard... What was his name that used to do Family Feud? What was his name?
Richard Dawson.
Yeah, and he was that guy. He was like, hey, nice tits, sweetheart. Why don't you guess something? They would smoke. He would pat him on the butt when they get...
Would kiss them a lot.
You'd kiss him on the mouth.
Yeah.
It was that's what Ron Burgundy was.
Right.
So I'm saying, like, I can't think of a film that I've seen since that era when we were younger that, like... The lead character was a just insane, like, what?
What about that Nick Swartzen movie that he did called Bucky?
Yeah. Bucky Larson's fame thing.
Is that following the caliber?
It is. Yeah. I guess that is. It wasn't like a massive movie, but yeah, that was more of like a fun comedy indie.
Yeah. It got 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, it didn't. Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's mean.
It's mean.
Zero?
I think so. Let me look it up.
Yeah, but why zero?
I don't know. But I wanted to call him when that review came out, or when the Rotten Tomatoes.
Did you?
No.
No, I decided.
But
not
what do you
to.
Say to somebody?
I heard about.
He put his fucking.
I heard about the zero. I don't know. How do you even start that conversation?
Oh, it got no. It's not zero anymore.
What is it?
It's 3%.
Oh no.
See.
3%.
Yeah, that's good. It's not zero.
Why would they do that? See, that to me is being cruel for no reason. Because look up this now. I go to see Tyler Perry's movies, and they're atrocious, but I love them because they're bad. Yeah. Look up any Madea. Look up Madea Boo a Halloween or whatever. I went to see that a couple years ago with a friend in a movie theater, and it's so bad, it's Let's funny.
Madea's Family Reunion?
Sure, any of them.
Okay.
What are those? These are not well done.
26%.
All right, still better than 3.
Yeah.
Like, but those movies are terrible.
Yeah.
And they're just fun to go watch because you know they're going to be bad and poorly. Dude, one time in that Madea, one of the Halloweens, you can see a boom operator. I'm not even kidding. You can see a man on the front lawn holding a mic. And he looks right at camera and he goes like this. He goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then looks away. Like he's going to hide. If he looks away, it won't be holding a fucking huge boom.
Yeah. I like bad movies a lot.
See, me too. That's my point. But I think being mean about it is stupid. Don't give it
but it's
3.
It's a consensus of all different reviews, right? It's not just one guy. It's like, you know, the 3% is like 300 reviews that were bad.
I know, but they all like jumping on the same train.
Right.
They think it's fun to pile on because it's like, you know, when you do this to friends when you go, if you went out to eat or something, you're like, did you like it? And everyone's like, I don't know. Like, if everyone kind of went, not really, you would also go, yeah, not really.
Yeah, it's true. I think that in many ways, good movies are like that too. Like you see a movie at a film festival.
Right.
And you look toward like a group of critics that are huge.
That look like they know what they're talking
also,
about.
Also, they're just, you know, they've been around for a long time, you know.
You're right.
And like that guy Joe Morganson from the New York Times.
Times.
Or whatever. And then, you know, you're afterwards, you know, everyone doesn't just disperse.
Oh, they,
you know,
they chat.
They go, hey, what, you know, and they talk. What'd you think, Joe? Oh, masterpiece. Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, even though the guy fell asleep in it. You know what I mean? During it, right? It's a masterpiece.
Right.
You know, maybe that happens as well.
I totally think so. I think there's movies that could blow on out of proportion. Like, I thought Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was fine.
Masterpiece.
It was fine.
Masterpiece.
Of the Tarantino movies.
Masterpiece.
Not even close.
Yes.
Pulp Fiction was a way better movie.
No.
Kill Bills were better were better than that.
It was a masterpiece.
Jackie Brown was better than that.
It was so good. I loved every frame of that movie.
Poo-poo. He drove around the city for the most time.
That's what I loved about it.
Why? Old L.A.?
First of all, right, it's an homage to that era.
So what?
What do you mean?
So what? The story jumps all over the place. It's just all over.
All his movies jump all over the fucking place.
No, but there's a concise story.
None of those sets, right, like when he's driving through town, was CGI. They were all hand-built.
You're just impressed with the production value more than the movie itself.
No, I thought every frame of that movie made me smile. From the homage to – I love old Hollywood and the way they portrayed it to this weird story about – some like TV actor who's on his way out and his stuntman and there and then also the switch at the end. I thought the whole thing was so great, and I've seen the movie 20 times. I love
the switch at the end, the story that was based on a true story but ended up not being true.
An alternate reality show is so good, man.
I'm okay
because I didn't expect it, and then when all that went down at the end was so funny.
Well, that was the best part of the movie, right? The fight scene was amazing.
The whole thing was great.
Other than that, I was just like, okay.
No. Yeah. See, that's my point, though. I think you and I should be movie critics.
Right, it'd be great.
Because you're not going to influence me. I think that movie was a masterpiece.
Andres is a film student. Andres, did you love that movie?
Why
the pause?
Well, I was going to betray Andrew with care and was looking for the right words, but I think...
You loved it, huh?
Bobby's getting more attractive by the day, yeah.
So you loved it?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
You thought that was better than his other films?
Not better. Not
better.
Okay.
That's good.
What film is better than that, then, of his collection?
Maybe Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, 100. Fuck him. This is my point. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It just is not as good as his others.
It's better than Jackie Brown.
No, it's not. Jackie Brown is a phenomenal story.
Yeah, it's better than... I'm just telling you my... Better than Jackie Brown.
Incorrect.
Better than Hateful Eight.
Reservoir Dogs.
Right?
Not better than Reservoir Dogs.
Not better than Reservoir Dogs.
No way.
All right.
Or Pulp Fiction.
It's on par with Inglourious Basterds.
Yes.
Sure, right there. Those are probably similar.
It's on par with Django Unchained.
No, I don't. I disagree.
Yeah,
I think the story of Django was
So good.
Was way better.
Yeah, yeah.
It was that's my point.
It's a Tarantino movie. They're all good. That's the thing. You're saying it's up there.
It's not as good as the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, well,
It was overhyped.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
No, see, that's a dumb statement that a dumb guy says.
No. Here's another reason why I like it, okay?
Okay.
Is I love the fact that, like...
Jackie Chan gets... I mean,
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee gets...
Racist. It's so racist.
Bruce Lee gets beat up.
But here, just listen to my point, okay?
Jackie Chan.
Is maybe in my point of view, you know, I enjoyed the relationship between the two, Brad Pitt.
That's the first time you've talked about it.
What?
You first of all mentioned the set and the...
No. I love their relationship and that Hollywood used to be like that, right? Where the stuntmen, you know, became really good friends with the actor.
You pine for old Hollywood.
Not only that, right? And I also like, and I relate to it, the movie. Here's a kid, right, who's on his way out. And I felt like that in my career before.
Yeah, but he's a really good-looking movie star.
Well, no, but Leonardo DiCaprio was a TV star trying to get into movies.
I'm sorry, he was a really good-looking television star. The first part is very important.
I know. And you're trying to dig at me, but...
It's not a dig. It's just you're nothing like him.
I understand that. I know, but...
You're a goofball who gets, you know, who fucking shows your belly on stage. This guy is supposed to be a debonair hot guy from TV.
I know, but I'm just saying just the idea of... A good-looking... I know I'm not that, right?
Right.
But a guy who's... On his way out is what I'm saying. And I can relate to that aspect.
Sure, that's true.
Right? Of a guy that's on his way out. And how, like, after this fucking chaos that happens, right? At the end, it seems as though that he was able to reinvent himself, too. So there's a good story, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He gets invited into the Polanski house, right?
Yeah.
Right? Which is fucking crazy.
Insane.
But I love the idea, like, those scenes where he's, like... in a scene and he cuts himself, like he starts over, or the frustrations in the fucking green room. I'm sure you've done that.
Yeah, totally.
Where you fucked up on a scene and you're fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you lose
it. Lose it. And all that stuff I've never seen in a movie before betrayed, and I related to it.
I guess, look, it is a good, I said it's a good film. It's just not, of the stuff he makes, the reason, maybe that my inherent issue is, I'm not in love with movies about Hollywood. I never have liked it.
Well, there we go then.
I just...
Fuck.
No, it's just...
You ever see Swimming with Sharks?
No.
Oh, my God.
Who is that?
Kevin Spacey, Benicio Del Toro. You have to watch it.
Is it about Hollywood?
Yeah.
But this is my problem. I don't like...
It's so good,
Hollywood
though.
Is already jerking off in its own mouth. I would rather see original stories that have nothing to do
and
with Hollywood.
And we have that. You know, I don't like
And I
Emma.
Think they're better.
I don't like
And I
Emma.
Think they're better.
I don't like Emma or any of these fucking colonial fucking English... you know what I mean, 1700 movies. I don't relate to it. Where people wear wigs and, I, you know, or whatever. I don't like it.
You do like some of them.
No, I don't.
You like none of them?
No. I don't relate to it. When I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, these are just aristocratic white people in a castle arguing about, like, you know, status and betrayal. I don't give a fuck.
I get that.
You like it.
No, no, no. I mean, I get that that's annoying to you.
It's annoying to me because I'm a fat Asian guy.
Yeah.
Why would I relate in any way?
Imagine if they had an aristocratic fat Asian one.
I do like old, you know, Asian ones.
Yeah.
I relate to those.
But I agree with you. I don't like the Victorian stuff either. That's not my go-to.
It's not my thing.
I like...
But the point is, there's movies for everyone, right? But it's like, there are some movies where I'll watch... Like, Dangerous Liaisons is a Victorian kind of a... Love that movie.
Okay.
You're right? Because there's just something about... I just like the movie. You
know? I get it. I'm a weirdo for things about Hollywood. I think I don't love it.
My dad was a fan of Westerns, and I only like spaghetti Westerns, Italian ones. I like Sergio Leone films.
They're great.
The Bad and the Ugly, because I think they're shot like a Tarantino movie.
Well, they're phenomenal.
They're so good.
So you like?
Once Upon a Time in the West.
Do you like anything John Wayne or no?
No.
Never.
I've never seen it.
Pilgrim.
Yeah, I don't like it.
None of his stuff.
Well, I like The Conqueror. You know what that is.
Yeah.
What?
The what?
The Conqueror?
No.
Well, it's when John Wayne played Genghis Khan. Did you know that?
Good movie.
Did you know that?
No.
At one point in his career, he goes, I want to play Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
And the studio was like, No.
He's like, I'm John Wayne.
Right? I'm going to do a screen test.
Listen here, Pilgrim.
Hey, Pilgrim, ching chong, ching chong.
I'm going to be Genghis Khan.
I'm going to show you. You think I'm lying?
No.
John Wayne. How insult? You know what I think about? Is all the Chinese actors who auditioned for it and then found out that he got the role.
Well, there's no way they auditioned anybody.
Yeah.
They just gave it to him.
You think so?
And then they casted it with a bunch of Chinese people, and they were like, why wouldn't you cast a Chinese guy? And they're like, because it's John Wayne.
Yeah. I mean...
It looks good, actually.
Really?
He did have squinty eyes.
Yeah.
John Wayne was always like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's so insulting.
My dad loves Westerns.
I know, but this is so insulting.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it is, dude.
Why?
Because it's a fucking... Because let me say this right now.
What if there were no big Chinese actors back then?
There was.
Who?
Fucking Sulu.
From Star Wars?
Yeah.
He wasn't like manly enough to be Genghis Khan.
What, because he's gay?
No, just because he's not like a big, strong, tough guy. Genghis Khan was like a big guy.
Back then, probably Mr. Miyagi was probably around. Was he not around back then?
Mr. Miyagi's like 5'3", like 86 pounds.
Pat Morita.
Pat Morita, right.
Yeah. No, he couldn't do it.
Huh.
How tall are you, by the way?
5'4".
It's my mom's height. I was thinking about it. I
know that.
No, so, somebody asked me how tall you were.
Yeah. And I'm 5'4", I'm a little guy.
I said 5'6", but I had no idea.
Yeah. I'm so small that I can't go out of the green room sometimes, because especially if I'm in Texas.
Yeah.
Like if I'm at the Addison Improv. Because whenever I walk around after the show, someone will always pick me up.
Yeah, they grab you.
Hey, man.
Here he is. Here he is.
Yeah. I hate it.
I don't like to be touched. I think it's okay to say no to all that stuff. Why don't you just get one of the security guards there to walk you up to where you're going to take pictures and stuff, so then nobody can grab you?
Oh, yeah. I had to one time when I was at the Miami Improv. You ever play that room? The old one?
Not the old one, no.
Oh, my God. It was a nightmare. And there was a riot. In the room.
Like a fight.
Yeah, like a group of family, and if one family was fighting another family.
Oh, wait, did you put it on YouTube?
No. Oh, that was another fight
Sandy
I had.
Sandy Danto, yeah, I had put that fight on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I had another fight in my Ontario show.
That was here in California?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where it was just, sometimes riots break out in my shows.
That was a fist fight in like the third crazy. Row. That it guy was punching that guy in the back of the head.
It was crazy.
It's on YouTube, people can find it.
Yeah. But like, I remember afterwards, security, like the doorman, had to walk me to my hotel room
because they were scared that you were going to.
Because I started the fight.
What did you do?
I don't remember.
You did something.
I always say things, and I go, "Oh, why did I say that?" And it's starting a fight now.
Were you the one who got the rocks glass thrown at their head in the OR. Was that you?
No.
Somebody got a... I thought that was you. Somebody got a full glass of like whiskey or whatever, a drink in a rock glass,
yeah,
and it just missed their head and it hit the...
Wow.
I thought that was you for some reason, but I remember hearing that story in my mind. I thought they had said it was you, and I thought, dude, if you get hit in the head with a rocks glass, you're done. You'd pass out, and then what if you hit your head on the ground and split open your skull? Yeah, that stuff scares me. If someone threw something like that.
I saw Charles Cozart. It was a black back in the day, in the OR.
Yeah.
And an audience member punches him in the face, and Charles Cozart does one of those things where, you know how fighters, when they get knocked so hard, they freeze.
Oh, their arms go up. Yeah.
So he gets hit, and he freezes like this, right? And it made me laugh.
It's funny.
It's funny, right?
When somebody goes,
Argh. So he freezes, but he doesn't fall right away.
Oh, he's still there.
He's trying to like control it, but he's frozen, right? Mm. So he freezes, and he has the mic in his hand like this, and he slowly falls. And he falls over. Then the guy that punches him runs out into the sunset. We never find him again.
Yeah.
It's the best.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Get away. That guy got away with it. I was at the club that night that guy got shot in the chest. Were you there?
Oh, my God, no.
On the patio. You know that story, don't you? That's a real scary story. A man ran up to a guy on the patio of the Comedy Store. I'll never forget. I was in the side by the belly room side, and people were smoking, and we were talking by the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And a guy literally got out of a car, walked right onto the patio, went right up to a guy and shot him in the chest.
Chest. And then the guy dies.
Immediately.
And Josh Nassar and a couple of doormen are holding his body while he dies.
Yes.
Right? So the guy's dying.
Bleeding out.
In the front of the window, the front door of the OR.
Somebody's on stage.
Somebody's on stage.
Right.
Killing.
3 feet away.
Killing in a different way. Yeah. How crazy is it that at that club, in recent memory,
mm-hmm.
some guy just got shot in, you know?
It was three years ago.
At like Jamba Juice, right? Let's say we were working at Jamba Juice, right? And some guy got shot.
Yeah. Orange Dream. In front of Jamba Juice.
Right.
What an insane,
right? You and I would probably never work at that Jamba Juice again.
I'd leave California.
Yeah, I would leave. That would scar me.
Yeah, that's
I would never drink juice. You know what I mean? Juice is out.
Every time you see a Jamba, you'd shudder. You'd get PTSD. Yeah. I have to say this. I am very, very jealous that you're going to Hawaii because I need a vacation so bad. And I'm not lying. I want to go so bad, but I can't.
You can go for 3 days.
We're shooting. No, and they make you quarantine, dude.
Oh, that's right.
So I lose too many days, and I'm shooting now, so I can't.
Have you read the script?
Yeah, I've read four of them.
Right. Are you in everyone? Everyone?
Yeah. Yeah, but the first one takes place in a different...
time period.
It takes place somewhere else.
Oh.
Oh, God, yeah, I can't. I almost slipped it out.
Okay.
But anyway, but I will say this. I can say this. Some of the cameos that we have this year... In the rap world?
Yeah. Insane.
It's gotten to the point where, like, because Kevin Hart is a producer, imagine Kevin Hart texts literally whoever.
Yeah.
They all love him. Everyone in the rap world, everyone in the comedy world knows him and likes him.
Yeah.
That's why the power of those guys is astonishing to me. Because he can literally...
Have you met him?
Kevin?
Yeah.
I mean, no.
No, be real.
No, I mean, yes, no.
Isn't it weird? That's weird.
Kevin and I have met. He doesn't know it.
Yeah. Here, you know what's weird?
We met for 5 seconds at the thing.
People go all the time, like, what was so-and-so to work with?
Don't know.
Right? And you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You could be on screen with them.
Don't know.
You know, I did a sketch with Ryan Reynolds.
But you didn't.
I didn't because we were in the same area.
He wasn't there.
Yeah, I was in a scene with James Franco in Pineapple Express. We were like, he was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Ken Jeong were guns right here.
Mm-hmm.
Never met him. He doesn't know who the fuck I am.
Do you even say hi?
No, they go, don't even look at him.
I bet you he knows who you are.
He might, but I'm just saying, don't look. They said that, don't look at him.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, you know. Man, my proof,
like,
I could see it.
And they're like, Bobby, stop staring at the sky.
I'm just saying, like,
Yeah, well, I said that to one of the press women, said, what's it like working with Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
And I said, I have no idea. And she goes, come on, he's the executive producer, tell us. And I go, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then she goes... You know, she's kind of getting annoyed at my answer because it's too truthful. She wants me to be like, it's incredible. You know, she wants me to do the thing.
Yeah.
And instead I go, ma'am, he's in the green room that I'm also in, right? We're in the same green room with us.
Yeah.
We're not, we don't know each other. We don't know.
I know. It's crazy.
He's in the room.
It's crazy. People, just because they see it and they go, they assume these things. It's like,
but sometimes it is true. Like Jim Carrey did I'm Dying Up Here, and we had dinner all the time.
Right, right.
So that,
sometimes it's cool. Yeah.
Sometimes
like,
it
I
is
know,
real.
You know, a lot of people aren't Magnum PI fans, but like the stars, everyone on the cast, we text and we're good friends.
Why do you say they're not fans? I think people love that show.
I love the show. I love doing the show. But, you know, but my point is that, you know, sometimes it does work, but then sometimes it's like, I have no idea even who they are or what they have no idea about.
Who's an actor that you worked with that you, I know this is for you because I know it'll be somebody, that you don't know if this is true, but you think they don't like you, but you don't know that to be true. But you worked with them for a while and you're just like, I don't even know if they like me or not. Because you just never really connected or talked or had a lot of scenes together. Like you just can't tell. Not a mean way, not like you don't like them, but just...
Sacha Baron Cohen.
You just don't know if he likes you.
I don't know if he likes me.
But you worked with him.
And you know, I think he would say hi. I don't know how he feels though.
You don't know if he thinks you're funny?
I think he thinks I'm funny. I just don't know...
if he likes you as a person.
I don't know.
Isn't it so weird?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like that feeling.
Yeah, but you know, it's not my job to know.
Well, he respects you enough to hire you.
He hired me
that's
one time.
That's a huge thing.
I also
thing.
Worked with him some yeah, but yeah, yeah.
Did you see the new movie or no?
No, I wanted to.
I haven't seen it either.
I want to.
I don't know. I'm like...
I think it's me because it's like I get, you know, like I remember the first time I did Curb and Larry David was like doing a crossword puzzle and he was super sweet, right? But I remember like I was just like how I was, what I was thinking and my... And sometimes when I'm around certain people and I'm in a situation where, like, I can't believe I'm here.
Yeah.
I get so overly nervous that I overthink.
Same.
Right? And I get ultra sensitive. So one little, like, head twitch where I go, oh, that means he doesn't like me.
Right.
Right? But where you just assume certain things.
He's writing and you're like,
yeah.
Is that your car? And he's like, yeah. And you're like, oh, cool. Do you like it? And he's like, yeah, yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
And then you in your head and you're going.
But there are people that are around you, believe it or not, that feel the same way.
About me?
Yeah, because, you know, there are people, right, that like.
Just say who it is.
No, I'm not. I don't want to say anything specific, but it's like I've been in situations, too, where like I'm at a club, right, and some opener is opening for me and they're really excited and you can tell they're overly excited.
Yeah.
Right. And so I don't want them to think that I don't like them because I know they're ultra sensitive as well.
Sure.
Right? But then there are sometimes I do. I become mean. Just to see what they do.
Why?
I don't know. I just do.
But do
like,
you...
well, this was one girl. I was in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And this one girl was so nervous. I go, you better do a good job.
Bobby.
No, just legit. And she, I was just kidding.
Yeah.
She goes, I know. I've only been doing it for like 8 months, but I'm going to be fine.
She's having like a fucking mental breakdown
and
when
I
you
go,
say something like that.
I don't know, man. It's like, it's an A room. You know?
It's so mean.
I know. I was just, right? And she goes, I've been doing it every night. Every night I've been going up. My agent's here. I don't know.
My agent's
yeah,
here?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course they're not. Then they're not there.
So she goes up on stage and she says a joke and it gets a laugh. And I'm you know, in the green room. Laughing. Oh, that's a funny joke. She's really doing it, right? And then 3 minutes later, she says the same joke.
Oh, no.
She said the same joke, and at the punchline, she pauses and she goes, did I say this joke already? And the audience all simultaneously goes, yeah!
Yes!
And she goes, ah! And she starts crying.
Because you!
No, she starts crying.
Because of you!
Ah! Right? And I'm in the green room. And I can't breathe.
Dying laughing.
Dying laughing.
Meanest guy on earth.
Right. I'm on the floor like a fucking fish. Everybody laughing, right? She gets off, right? Mm. And she's, you know, snot bubbled crying. Snot bubbles. I'm so sorry. And I jokingly go, you're fired.
Bobby.
I know. And she goes, okay, I'll go. I go, I'm kidding. We all make the mistake. Right? And I teach her lessons about,
yeah.
You know, it's... All these experiences.
She killed herself.
She's dead.
She's dead.
Yeah, I went to her funeral. Yeah.
And at the funeral, you're like telling the story. You're like, and then she's up there. Snot bubbles.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's fun to mess with people.
I like messing with
people. It's fun, but also you can't do that anymore.
I can be mean.
You can't do that anymore.
I'm not going to do it anymore. Not in this world.
I love this new world. Have fun in the desert.
All right. Thank you for being a bad friend.
Hey, it's him, dog. I did get COVID. We kept it a secret for privacy purposes.
It was hard to keep it a secret. You know I'm a blabbermouth. Think I told anybody?
Yes, I do. Because she called me.
Yeah.
She said, I heard you got up a COVID. How are you feeding? Sweet. How are you feeding?
Good.
How are you feeding? I heard you got up a COVID. How are you puting? Sweet, how are you puting?
I love it.
How are you puting?
I've been using this eyebrow thickening spray. It costs $14.99. $14.99. Go to thighbrow.com. Go to thighbrow.com. Go to thighbrow.com. Go to thighbrow.com.
Let's go.
How are you puting? Sweet, how are you puting?
Good.
How are you puting? Sweet, how are you puting?
I love it.
Thighbrow.com. Go to thighbrow.com. Go to thighbrow.com. Go to thighbrow.com.
I love it.
Everything that we've done so far has been very good, I think.
What do you guys think?
Okay.
I'm sure you're so offended.
See, Jules, you're playing? This is how it works. Okay.
No,
this
is
how you work. This
is
how you
work. Once
there
was
a
pumpkin
gourd
in
Connecticut,
and it
went.
You have to get closer to the mic.
.com. Go to thighbrow.com.
There
was
a
woman
named
Thighbrow.
Fuck face.
Very
well,
but
one
time
there
was
this
huge
pumpkin.
Go to thighbrow.com. How are you puting? Sweet, how are you puting?
Good.
How are you puting? Sweet, how are you puting?
I love it.
Thighbrow.com. Go to thighbrow.com. Go to thighbrow.com. Go to thighbrow.com.
Let's go.
By the way, I called Bobby 3 times in the past 2 days.
And I waited as long as I could. I go, who dis?